systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, June 13th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And we have two special guests in the fucking shit tonight.
Me.
And?
Holly.
You. Me and you and us and them. And yeah, so thanks so much for checking out episode 49. Braden, stop watching the Keith and the Girl 72-hour podcast and focus on
our podcast.
Please.
I can podcast while watching a podcast.
Can you believe episode 49?
I can't.
All right.
But 50, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see what happens Monday.
Yeah, we'll see who gets arrested and if we can even do a show Monday.
Well, as long as one of us is still a free man, it's going to happen.
A Gordon free man.
Here.
So how the fuck are you guys?
I'm good. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right, I guess.
Holly?
Good.
All right. Well, I'm glad we're all good. It's good. It's good to be here. It's good to have you guys listening.
That's
Thanks
good.
So much.
That's good.
Yeah. Great.
That's good.
All right. So, well, speaking of the Keith and the Girl 72-hour podcast, they're setting a Guinness World Record here for longest podcast.
We'll beat it.
Yeah. I kind of went on there and mentioned it a couple times. No one, I think everyone has me on ignore.
On the chat?
Yeah, probably. Mainly because my name was The Jam Hole, so every time I type something, yeah, it was like, The Jam Hole, The Jam Hole, and I can type really fast.
That's
so
what
I
I'm on there as right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you using my account?
Yeah, I'm using the Jam Hole account.
Are you getting hated on?
No, not yet.
I notice, you know, I've never really gone on their live chat thing or anything like that, and I noticed something about the Keith and the Girl listeners. They're very loyalist,
yes,
towards...
They're haters towards anything that's not Keith and the Girl.
Right. Even though, like, we're fans of Keith and the Girl, it was Keith and the Girl that inspired this. Well,
right.
Keith and the Girl, Distorted View,
yeah,
Sick and Wrong.
But they're a big part.
And everyone that does a shitty podcast just inspired us to get on here and do a good podcast.
Right, because that's hard to find.
Right, but they're like, oh, fuck you, your podcast sucks. Well, have you ever listened to it? No, but it sucks.
Like, I'm sure it's better than yours.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, wait, you don't have a podcast. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Not that that's like bragging rights by any means.
Yeah, because it's so cool to have your own podcast.
It's so cool to have the living room of the place you live just full of microphones,
yeah,
and a computer desk.
That's what the cool people do.
Yeah, totally.
Sean?
You know, actually, that is kind of cool.
I think it is.
Thank you so much, Sean. So what
you're welcome.
I was trying to get the point across to them that, like, hey, the internet is a very large place. We can all play, except for the Uncast, because his podcast does suck.
Speaking of the Uncast, they're on the chat right now as the Uncast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I keep seeing Uncast and the Jam
Hole. And then
the
Jam
the
Hole.
Yeah,
you should change your name to Uncast Sucks.
Yeah.
And the Subby's on there from the Scream podcast. We haven't heard from them in like a couple months.
I guess he said that they're still doing it. Like,
really?
Once a month, I guess. He gave me a link, but I didn't
because
go to
it. It's quality, not quantity, right?
Right. Well, there's not much quality
Can
in
you,
no episodes.
Is it possible to keep a listener base only doing shows like once a month, if that?
No.
No, not at all.
Because after a month, they're going to forget you exist.
Right. I forgot they existed until I saw his name on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was like, it's Upsonics. I know that name.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Didn't he used to have a quaint little show called The Scream?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know. That shit, like, made no sense whatsoever to me.
It
like,
was all about the accents.
Well, no, just, like, the name of the show and the whole screaming thing. Like, I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Okay. So... it's Father's Day coming up. How do you feel about that, Braden?
I didn't even know it was Father's Day.
Why not?
Because I don't pay attention to these. I don't know when it's Mother's Day.
Really?
And I have a mom.
Oh.
So.
You haven't driven her to fucking suicide yet, huh?
Not yet.
Working on it?
I'm not really trying,
it's
but
gonna
it's
going to make a breakthrough soon.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable.
I got some very exciting things in the works for her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nothing planned.
Yeah, so I think it's... Yes, Sean.
Oh, well, I'll wait till you're done on this topic, but I had something off-topic to bring up in a minute that
okay,
I want to
talk well,
about.
Remind me when I'm done with the Father's Day thing.
Just point to me, and I'll be ready.
Okay, well, I didn't really care much about it. I mean, we don't have dads, so we right. don't really fucking give a shit about that.
I mean, I guess we could go, like, mourn for our dads on Father's Day.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That'll happen.
I'm
sorry you couldn't cope with life, Dad, and you decided to kill yourself. Thanks for the Social Security.
Right.
That's awesome.
And life insurance.
I know. One down, one to go. My mom's hearing this right now and is just like crying.
Whatever. Your mom can't stand this show.
No, she actually does listen.
Since really?
Because I don't live with her now, she listens to like see how I'm doing.
Yeah, because you don't talk to her that much.
Yeah, well, just, you know, to do laundry. But
no, right.
Right.
When she brings it back to you.
Yeah, exactly. But no, she actually said we were very funny. It could do without the extensive cursing. But
fuck that.
I know. That's why I said, I'm like, fuck you, Mom. Get out of my room. Yes, Sean.
You know, they say that profanity is the vulgar attempt of a lazy and feeble mind to express itself forcefully.
Because it's just easy to say fuck, because it's only four
it's
letters,
just
one syllable. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Just, there are some things that cannot be described in any other word than that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks. Yeah. I mean, it sucks more than
what sucks, that. Braden?
Everything.
Vacuum.
Life is pain.
I was just saying. That's
Did
all.
You bring a poem to read?
No. Well, I do have the serial killer book. I can read that.
That's a that's, passage, chapter 12, verses 1 through 5.
Yes, that's poetry to
and
my
And I
ears.
Read. You okay, bud?
I'll be okay.
Okay, so yeah, do you think that Father's Day is just like Memorial Day and Labor Day, just another made-up holiday to stimulate the economy and just a bullshit reason to get wasted?
I don't know. I mean, I guess.
What?
It's, well, I don't think Father's Day or Mother's Day really stimulates the yes.
The what? That thing we have that totally sucks
yes,
right now and
economy.
Makes it hard to do
and
anything?
Because, I mean, what did people really buy him? A card?
Yeah, right? It's Dad's like, oh, cool.
Sweet, 80-cent card.
Something
awesome.
To start the wood stove with.
A
yes,
pair
Sean.
Of socks.
Oh, I was just thinking.
What are you doing for Father's Day, Sean?
I'm going to go down to LIBBY.
To the LIBBY.
Yeah, and visit my old man.
Nice. Do you get fly in the LIBBY?
Well, believe it or not, Matt, we both have fans in Libby.
Really?
I handed out our CD there years ago. And there
our
people,
rap CD?
Yeah, and people tell me they still listen to it like
really?
Every day.
I still listen to it sometimes.
And since we're on that subject, there's a local white rap hip-hop show going on tomorrow. And we live in Kalispell, Montana, the whitest place in America.
So if you're local, come on down, check it out. You'll see Sean rip rapping.
Who is
Hopefully.
It?
I might be there.
Well, it's going
to
be...
Hey,
he's a one-man show.
Yeah, but is there anyone else there?
Does there need to be?
I'm
like, is there anyone else rapping?
I'm like,
does
Puff
there
Daddy.
Need to be?
No, I'm just asking. Fuck.
Fuck. No. Is that... Hold on. Is that one of the situations that could only be described with fuck, or were you just being stupid and lazy?
No, that was a situation that could only be described with fuck, because there was no other way I could get across how pissed I was.
Well, you know what, Braden?
What?
Fuck you.
All right.
Sean.
Fuck, I forgot what I was saying.
So, can you answer my question?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is there going to be anyone else there like
that? There
rapping?
Should be a few groups or individuals of people. A local rapper named Papa Pill.
Oh,
he's,
oh round
he,
here.
He is, yeah, he
get
is putting it on.
Here.
Hey, we might get shot round there for talking.
Yeah, he's,
shit. Better pack some heat.
He's quite the gangster.
Are we going to go to that?
So... I don't know. We could. Do you
I'm
want
gonna
it?
Try yeah. and squeeze in for a song there because Pop Pill's got mad respect for the you know the lyrical.
So care to tell everyone where it's at then?
Okay, so for all you people out there that are coming, it's
all
at the
localized.
It's at the LaSalle Grange. If you know what the fuck that is.
Oh, is that the place the metal show was? LaSalle
yes,
Grange.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's at the same place. Mass Bloodshed played. If you guys went to that,
yeah, probably
I'm
not.
I'm sure.
Though.
Well,
was just
some
a bunch
people
of
are listening
kids.
From that because we did put stickers up and shit.
True.
Well, it's 5:30 to 9 plus cover, and it ought to be pretty bonerific.
Bonerific?
Yes.
Because Papa Pill's going to be there?
No, because I'm going to try and steal the show from him.
Nice. Yeah. Will you battle him?
I will battle any motherfucker there.
I want nice. To see
this.
That.
Anyone that steps to this,
dude,
bad
I've
motherfucker.
Already, I've already battled Papa Pill, and probably everybody's going to be there, and they have all lost to me.
Nice.
On
you
many
just
occasions.
Crumble them like so many particles of dust.
Well, I'm quick-witted, I guess, and modest to boot.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
Right,
it's all about.
So back to the 72-hour podcast thing. I totally forgot to mention it. As soon as they do break this record and it gets in Guinness and podcasting gets recognized as something you can make stupid records for, we're going to just one-up them and do the 73-hour podcast.
Right,
so
and then
fuck you.
You think they'll come back with the 74-hour?
Oh, I'm sure. And Keith is always saying, like, if he was just stupid rich, you know how, like, I would pay millions of dollars, god damn it, fan, to be at some of these places that we read about, like,
yeah.
at the very moment the fucked up shit happens, like, when those kids looked in the freezer and found their dead babies.
Instead
like,
of a piece of and, pizza.
Yeah, Keith doesn't do that. What he does is he's going to go through the Guinness Book of World Records and look at all the records that are set basically with money, like the world's largest hamburger. He'll just add like 5 more pounds to it, or the world's longest sub. He'll just get like 3 more people and make it, you know, a foot longer, you know, just shitty shit like that.
Right.
So I figured, why don't we one up them? Because we do, you know, pretty much the same thing. It doesn't take any money. We could sit here and podcast for whoever the fuck, you
Let's
know.
Fuck it. Let's do it right now.
Fuck it. This 73 hours. Well, we have to wait till they actually set the record.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Because that way, the sooner we beat it, the less they'll have it, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, if we just make, like, a 74-hour podcast, but right. not tell Guinness about it, and then when they're done with theirs and they call Guinness, we'll be like, actually, we have the 74-hour.
Yeah.
And then they won't all. Would that piss them off?
I wonder if we have to do it live, though.
I don't think so.
Because it could be
well,
edited.
What's
to
a podcast defined as? It's not a live thing. That's just extra things that it's
but it has to be,
turned into.
But it has to be that many hours straight.
Right, so we have one file that's 74 hours fucking long.
But it could be edited from, like, we could have recorded it at separate times.
That's a good idea, and since you said that, now they're going to know that that's what we did. Thanks.
I want to do it legitimately, though.
I'm too legit to quit.
All right.
So, well, here, I saw some fat people today. But
really?
Not only
imagine
were they,
that.
I know, right?
In, here in America? In,
yeah.
What? I know, really?
Especially
I,
here.
I was like, holy shit, I haven't seen a fat person in, like, a few minutes.
Yeah. No way.
But not only were they fat people, but they were old also, which just blows me away. If you're fat,
is that
I don't
possible?
What?
I didn't know you could be fat and old.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand how. I mean, if you're fat, you're not very healthy, so
yeah.
You're not
going to
live
they?
That long. Probably in their like 70s,
really?
60s maybe.
Although I guess if you're fat and unhealthy, you'd look older than you are too.
That's true. They could have been 28 for all I know.
Probably.
Fuck. But what kind of got me kind of pissed off about just seeing them was that they were walking and they were walking down the street and they came to a curb and both of them totally stopped and like looked at each other like, oh fuck, what are we gonna do?
Did they have to go up the curb or down it?
Up it.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So, they were like, fuck, what do we do?
I'm sitting there watching this like it's a fucking mousetrap.
You're like get the popcorn.
They're totally puzzled. Like, how are we gonna navigate this fucking curb that's
right.
like 5 inches tall or whatever.
How do
it is.
I lift my foot that high?
Yeah, exactly. And like it was a man and a woman. So the man like starts going first and like he kind of leans forward a little bit and
yeah.
like starts to lift his leg up. But then he stops and puts it back down.
Seriously?
And tries the other leg.
Are you serious?
I'm not even making this up. I could not make this up. I'm
did
not
he have
that
to like lift
creative.
His leg up with his hand?
No, but
needed
it was
the help
shaking,
of his arms.
Right? So he's like, and then he sets it down, and then he picks up his other one. Like, oh shit, I forgot which one was my good leg because
right.
I'm old.
Fuck.
Also,
I
right.
still got one more to go.
And like he gets it halfway up the curb, which is like 3 inches.
Right.
And then stops and, like, has to start over again.
Oh, shit.
And he's, like, huffing and puffing. Like, that was extenuous energy that he just, you know, used
strenuous.
Up to do that. Strenuous.
Strenuous.
It was strenuous circumstances. And it just got me thinking, like, if
extenuating circumstances.
Yes. Very extensive. If you can't navigate a curb, why are you outside, for one? And for two, why are you still even living?
How do they stand up?
That's how. I'm sure they
I mean,
they
how
probably
do you walk on flat ground just moving forward, let alone lift your foot up on a curb.
You start your day like 4 hours before you know you need to be there. That way you can start the process.
Yeah.
But I'm sure like in their homes, they have some sort of lifting mechanism, like one of those recliner chairs that are remote controlled and it'll pretty much stand you up.
Like a Segway or something.
Yeah, well, no, just like a chair that moves, but that'll dump you out.
I meant some kind of scooter similar to a Segway.
I think they would break any scooter they would attempt to get on.
Yeah, that takes balance. I don't think you could do that.
I don't think
Segway could.
Can't balance that much fat.
Yeah. So when we get our Boom Your Dead law in effect, we'll make it against the law to not be able to make it up curbs. And then when people do that, we'll kill them.
Yeah.
Is basically what it boils down to.
All right.
All right. Anything else before we do some news? All right.
That was like the shortest fucking like first half of an episode I've ever
seen.
Well,
do you have anything to talk about, Trillin?
I guess.
Well, talk about something. What do you got?
Oh, wait. I did have one more thing.
Oh, shit.
Thank
I totally forgot about
this.
It was like the first thing I wrote down.
I'll think of something to talk about.
Okay. Well, this will stimulate your mind. So you guys all have cats, right?
Correct.
You have cats?
I have cats.
Do you have kitties where you live?
No, I have had
cats. Well, you've lived with cats. You've lived with cats, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have a cat. The other night, I was sitting here, and I'm getting ready to go to bed, so I'm like, all right, time to rub one out, right?
Right.
Okay. So
get relaxed.
I'm on the couch, and the lights are off. I got my girlfriend on the screen. I got fast-forwarded to where I left off the night before, right?
Right.
And I start, you know, doing my thing, masturbating,
gotcha.
If you
will. I wish we had a video cam right now.
Like this,
yeah,
furiously
like
masturbating.
I can hear you masturbating in your voice.
Can you?
Yeah. Oh, when you talk and
masturbating
do that?
So hard. Oh yeah. The cat. I know she's a kitten and I know it's a female, so fuck me twice. But like every 2 minutes she would start getting down like she was gonna pounce, and I'm sitting here with like pants around my ankles, in hand, and like I look over at her and she's just got this look like I'm gonna get that, and I'm just like, oh fuck,
that's mine.
And she like fucking pounces on me, and I'm like, I take hand off the dick and like get her in midair. It was totally like a Matrix move.
And then
moment.
You go right back to the dick.
Well, no, as I was moving this hand, my left hand went down to the dick. So it was like, caught the cat, stopped her right there. Cat's like, give me the dick, give me the dick. Like it's a scratching post or something. I mean, I know it's, you know.
The cat wants your dick, dude.
See? She knows. She's like, oh, you're on the couch. Are we going to masturbate again? But it got me thinking, like, because Brother Love had mentioned something about how when he's trying to masturbate sometimes, he said something like, you only have a few minutes because sometimes maybe there's a cat in the house or your girlfriend leaves and you don't know if she'll be right back, so you got to do it real quick. And I was like, oh, I got a cat. And then I, you know, that happened. I was like, holy shit, dude. How else can you do that without the cat? Because I know it's the motion, you know, that the cat's like, back and forth, back and forth. I want that, you know, trying. But claws in the dick hurt. Like, and I'm allergic to cats, so when she scratches me, it kind of gets all puffy and red, and it itches. So now I'm, like, itching the dick while I'm trying to jerk the dick off.
Right, and it's all puffy and red.
And it just, it totally ruined the moment. I'm like, God damn it, kitty.
It ruined whatever moment that wasn't already there.
I know, between me and my 18-year-old Asian slut orgy.
Right.
Ethnic slut orgy. Yeah, so I don't know. If you guys have any kitty masturbation stories, email info@thejamhole.com. I would love to hear them personally.
You know, that's the only time you'll ever hear of a guy stopping pussy from jumping on his dick.
Oh, nice.
That was a good one.
You are quick-witted. Wow.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, did you think of anything?
You know, that's kind of a hard act to follow.
Okay. Should we just do some news?
Let's do some news.
Brayden, start us off, please. Oh, you're not ready. Sean, start us off, please.
I'm ready right
now. Okay, Brayden, start us off, please.
All right.
Episode 49.
Wow. I can't even believe it.
People are like, so are you still doing that little internet radio show of yours? I'm like, yeah, we've only got, you know, 49 hours plus, but no
Has anyone even asked you that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No one cares.
I know. No, not really.
No. All right, this one's called Naked Jogging Priest Found Guilty of Indecent Exposure.
Priest?
Priest.
Huh.
I guess they like to jog naked.
Right. Maybe he wasn't jogging. Maybe he was chasing after a little boy or something.
Oh, and he Jesus. Already got, yeah, because he was probably getting all naked to fuck this little boy, and he got away, and he couldn't put his clothes back on.
There it is. Next story. Sean.
All right. A Roman Catholic priest who said he was jogging naked during the pre-dawn hours because he didn't want to sweat in his clothes was found guilty Thursday.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he didn't want to get his clothes all sweaty.
Oh, wow.
That's a valid reason, right?
Because Jesus is like, thou shalt not wash thy clothes.
Oh, I guess right? He just didn't want to wash them.
What the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
Like I said, it was totally an excuse. What the cops didn't see was the little kid fucking, 500 feet up the road, crying,
yeah,
with his pants around his ankles.
He faces up to 18 months in jail and could be ordered to register as a sex offender.
See? I told you.
Yeah, that's... Wow.
Or maybe the cop that arrested them was his kid, like, got fucked by a priest, because most cops are religious. So he's like, oh, revenge time, you know? So they gave him. I would have just shot him in the face under the boom, you're dead, also known as Keith's justice. I would have rained down Keith's justice.
I would, too.
Fuck yeah.
I am all for Keith's justice.
I wouldn't even need him to be naked. No. I would just rain it down.
It's cool. I'm all right.
Yeah.
Quote, this individual is being put on a daily basis in a position of trust with our children. This is something that I would want my children involved with or to see or to witness.
Oh, because they don't already have a spotless track record for being able to be trusted around little kids, right?
Well, I mean, their history already says enough for
them.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. But they're like, because of this... we don't want our kids around. It's like, really, adult? How about because of the other 50 times before that when they've been brought to court or when your sons and daughters come to you and they're like, mommy, the priest touched me, and they have their little teddy bear and they're like, right here and right here. Pointing.
Did you hear about R. Kelly?
And the back. No. Oh,
they said he's innocent.
Is this a joke?
No, they said he's innocent, finally.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. They said, hey, if you don't want to get pissed on, get the fuck up out the way.
Right? Have you seen the video?
No, I've seen just
neither
that
have I, but
episode.
Yeah.
No, but didn't Dave Chappelle make fun of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did, like, quite a while
ago. I'm going to piss on you.
Fuck.
And he
this
had, like, a big old fucking jug
everywhere.
Of water with piss in it.
That's right.
And, like, starts it pouring it down on the chick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was actually a documentary. It was a lifelike reenactment.
Yeah.
Actual events.
All right,
he got,
that's
like, offended from it, though. So, I mean, of course. Naturally.
R. Kelly's like, I really look like that? What the fuck?
Wow. So, yeah, that's it for that story, really.
Oh, really? All right. What happened? He just got jail time?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, another person rotting in jail we have to pay for.
Correct.
No, nice. More than likely, they'll probably get out really soon.
Really?
Usually shanked. It's the pedophiles that come out, and then the people that hardly do very much a crime end up staying in there for, like, years.
Right, like people that get caught selling a little weed or something.
Yeah, like a fucking sack or something.
Yeah, that's fucked up. So it almost is like, well, I need to do something with my time. If I smoke weed, I'm going to do some serious jail time. But if I go fuck little kids, you know, I'll get off with a slap on the wrist.
Like 2 months, tops.
Yeah, that's fucked up. We should just kill them. Fuck it. Boom.
Greatest country in the world.
Well,
I know. God bless America and nowhere else.
He's a priest. That's enough reason to kill him anyway. That's fine.
For peddling that fucking religious fairy tale bullshit, for brainwashing millions upon millions of our citizens into thinking that, oh, if I believe in this shit you made up and give you guys money once a week, I'll go to heaven.
Yeah.
That's, wow. I just, like, the more I say that stuff, the more I hear myself say it, and just the stupider it sounds. It's like...
That's because you're saying it.
I can't believe I went to a Christian school from preschool to eighth grade, and, like, I went through confirmation and memorized the Bible verses and the prayers and the creeds.
What'd
and
you
all
think
that
of it
fucking
then?
Shit. It was something I had to do, you know?
Right.
Like, if I didn't... Because it was a religious school, if I didn't memorize the Bible verses, I got a failing grade. And back then, if I got any grade below a B, A's and B's, or I got my fucking ass beat.
So did you just do it just to do it?
Yeah. What else can you do when you're a kid?
Yeah,
and you're
true.
Forced into that shit. I mean, I understand you have to guide your children. You can't just let them make all their own choices, but...
Right.
They're... I don't know. There needs to be a certain point where, you know, when you're intelligent enough to realize what's going on, they should be like, hey, do you want to believe in this? And I understand your parents are looking at it from the point of view of, I want my son to go to heaven when he dies. I don't want him to burn in hell, because that shit was washed into their brains when they were growing up.
Right.
It's just like the whole generational thing with the marijuana, because of what they were told when they were growing up, that, oh, you'll go crazy and rape people and shit. Some of them still believe that.
Well,
generally,
pretty much
it's
all
our
them
grandparents.
Do.
It's that generation
right.
that does.
It's getting better.
Oh, yeah, it is. And as more generations grow up, all the older ones die off, it'll start totally shifting over like
right.
that.
Because those people that are in the newer generation are one day going to be up, you know, high
right.
up there.
And the people in Congress or whoever's fucking doing this shit need to realize that when they're old and decrepit, this place is ours. We are going to be running shit. So fucking be nice to us, because if not, you're going to go to the shittiest, nastiest retirement homes we can find. And
yeah.
you can rot there for
just
the rest of your fucking
dump.
Lives. Yeah. So, fuck you.
All right. All said. Who's next? Sean?
Me?
Sean.
All right.
You okay?
Yes, I am.
All right.
This one is called...
Hey, 73 hours, 40 minutes to go.
All right.
All right.
Sweet. Lock on.
Sounds awesome.
This one's called Two Marines Disciplined Over Puppy Tossing Video.
Marines puppy tossing?
That's right, Matt.
Is that a new term for raping the Arabs?
That's it's a slang term, actually.
I don't know. I saw a couple movies where they like to, our Marine boys like to go into houses of female Arabic people and just rape the shit out of them. Yeah? No.
Pretty common practice in war.
Well, like that story we read that they took away the porn from them. They got to do something.
Right.
They're not
going
to fuck each other.
They
got to
get off
jail,
somehow.
Really. I mean, it kind of is like jail.
Well, shit, they took the porn away for a reason, don't you think?
Well, so they could. Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's an excuse.
But, yeah. They're like, hey, you guys want to maybe go out for a night on the town? Maybe a little rapey-rapey?
Well, you know, practices like that totally demoralize the enemy or enrage them, which either way it causes them to not think clearly on the field of battle.
Right. Either way, this war is never going to end.
That's right.
So wait, so when we're fighting, you know, the whatever, instead of shooting them, should we just rape them? That would hurt them so much more.
They rape their wives, and then the next day when they're going into battle, they're like, oh, I fucked your mama. And the dude's like, what? And then boom, shot in the head.
Good call.
Yeah. It's an interesting battle plan.
Yeah. Just rape the people that's close to them.
That's right. Rape and pillage. I mean, fuck, the Vikings and Genghis Khan, the Mongolians. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Mongolians. Goddamn Mongolians.
Goddamn Mongolians.
They've all been doing it. I'm surprised it took us this long. Well, I guess back in Vietnam, we were raping Vietnamese women.
Yeah, that was happening.
The ones that wouldn't love us long time.
Well, in that serial killer book, one of the serial killers, Shawcross, I think it was.
Arthur Shawcross?
Yeah, he was in...
He was nuts.
Yeah, he was in the Vietnam War, and he did a bunch of fucked up shit to those girls.
Have you met the downstairs neighbor yet?
Mm-mm.
I need to introduce you to him, and then I want you, after you're done with the serial killer book, tell me which case study he reminds you of.
Okay.
Because I already have one. Yeah, right. I have one in particular. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, on with the story. The U.S. Marine Corps has disciplined two Marines over a videotape that showed a Marine throwing a puppy over a cliff, the military said Wednesday. Officials did not specify the role that each man played in the incident, which received international attention after a video of it appeared on YouTube.com March 3rd.
You know what?
Everything's on YouTube.
Was there the voice of someone in the video going, oh, this would be so great on YouTube? Like,
probably. This is YouTube material right here.
Yeah.
They always do that.
You're going to get raped in the butt. Oh, this is so going on YouTube. Yeah, like, I like YouTube. It's totally entertaining. But
right.
A lot of the videos, and more now, that
they
I'm starting to watch.
YouTube.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is going on YouTube. And, I mean, with all of our cell phones having cameras in them and all that kind of shit, anybody, I mean, we're probably on YouTube. Well, we are for our show, but...
Yeah.
Like,
well,
yeah,
no, did you upload that?
No, I need to upload Ben's reaction video.
To YouTube?
Yeah.
It's on MySpace.
Yeah. That is a fantastic video.
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's good. It's good.
Did you show them?
He was watching it. I don't think Holly saw it yet.
I have not seen it, no.
Okay, well, we'll show you after the show.
Well, furthermore, Lance Corporal David Motari...
Hold on. Hey, did they get dishonorably discharged.
Soitly.
In the puppy's ass, and the puppy was going to talk, so they're like, puppy, we'll kill you. The puppy's like, I'm going to talk. And they're like, all right, over the dead.
Well,
so
maybe,
long.
Maybe you should read it.
The dog was quoted as saying, up, up, and away, underdog.
Mighty dog. Underdog. Hong Kong fooey.
Yeah. So Lance Corporal David Motari is being processed for removal for his role, the Marine Corps said, and Sergeant Chris Marvin Banez Encarnacion is also has been punished.
We should have let Holly read that one.
No shit.
Yeah, dude.
Probably would have got it right.
Hey, rattle off a little Spanish for us real quick.
¿Cómo que quieres que diga?
What?
¿Qué quieres que diga? You're asking me to say some Spanish, so I'm saying, what would you
say,
like me to say?
You want
to...
Hold on.
No
say,
curse words.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yes,
no,
please.
If you want me to speak
say
Spanish...
Say you
want to
fuck my brains out and paint my room red with your pussy blood.
Oh, my God.
In Spanish.
No, I'm
please?
Sorry, but that does not...
Please? Oh,
no.
Come on.
It does not deserve a translation.
That would sound hot in Spanish.
I know.
How about you are listening to the jam hole?
Yeah, say that in Spanish.
The unfortunate part is I can't remember.
Oh, not a true Mexican.
No, seriously, I can speak Spanish, but
Spanglish.
The unfortunate part is that since I've been in Kalispell, Montana for about almost 7 years...
Illegally, I might add here.
No, legally, it tends to... You lose your Spanish. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Do you know
it.
How many Mexicans are now in Montana now?
Oh, I see them all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Ever
so
since that damn carnival came into town.
Yeah, right?
Oh, no. We've got like a good 21 Mexicans coming from fucking Colorado.
Yeah.
I see just...
That's weird.
I see
and all
like
of them coming
of them.
To the Bulldog, might
like,
I add.
Why were there Mexicans? It's because two of them came here and then they called all their fucking cousins and
seven
essays
started
and
off.
Brothers and shit.
We started off with seven and now the rest of them are coming on a fucking bus all the way to Montana for work. And it's just, it's accumulating. The Hispanic race in Montana is starting to accumulate.
What we need to do is open up another Taco Bell.
Yeah. Or 10.
Oh, God. No, we don't need any more Taco Bells. We already have a new fucking McDonald's.
We have, like, okay, this town is, like, I don't know how we got on this, but this town has, what, like, 40,000 people in it? We have, like, 5 McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And how many banks?
McDonald's is?
Yeah, McDonald's is.
We got 5 McDonald's.
Well, and you notice, like, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, they started building massive amounts of new banks and churches. Mm-hmm. And whenever, if you live in a smaller city, if you start to notice that there's banks and churches going up, like, fucking
everywhere.
Old people on Viagra, yeah, you know shit is about to explode population-wise. And then yeah. You'll start getting the ethnics and the colors and the Mexicans. And that's cool. I mean, we need someone to do the jobs that us white people just don't want to do or we're right. too lazy to do. So, yeah, that's cool. Come on down.
Yeah, well, so much for staying on topic. So, Sean.
What I'm thinking, though, is pretty soon.
Really?
When enough of them come here, I'm going to Mexico. Because you know what? I'm going to be the only dude there. And it'll be fantastic. It'll be me and whoever the fucking president is. And then
you will be the president.
I'll have to bring you to translate, but you will have to tell him that, hey, if you want to make this a good place, boom, you're dead. Keith's justice needs to start happening.
Oh, God.
You know, there's,
fuck, yeah.
There's countries that have laws like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You get caught stealing, you get your hands and feet fucking cut off.
Well, no. True. See, that's not even like that. If you get caught stealing under this law, you're dead. That's it.
Oh, come on.
And no and
remorse.
The theory is, after about a year of doing this, people will not do that shit.
Unless they
want to
die.
Oh, if I litter, I'm going to get killed. It's not worth it. I granted, a lot will have to be killed in the process, but fuck it. We don't need them.
It takes time.
Look at all the people we have.
A lot is an understatement, man.
Chop it up into Soylent Green and send it to Darfur. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Well, that's pretty much it for this story. They threw a dog over a cliff at the end.
Why, though? Does it say why? What did the dog, like, piss on him or
well,
something?
I guess they just were really fucking bored.
Wow.
And they had a dog.
Really?
And a cliff.
Had
and a camera.
That's what happens when you don't get to shoot enough A-Rabs,
I fucking
guess.
All right. Well, this one is called World's Heaviest Man Sets Wedding Target.
How does the world's heaviest man find a woman that will be willing to marry his fat
he
ass?
He finds the world's stupidest woman.
Touche.
Sorry. Manuel Uribe, the Mexican dubbed quote, half-ton man plans to stand on his own 2 feet. Here, here.
Yeah, right.
I'd like to see that.
As his knees fucking snap.
Right, and gravy comes pouring out. Or no, it would be salsa, because he's Mexican.
Right, it would be.
It would be brown gravy.
No, beans. Frijoles.
Oh, holy frijoles.
holy beans.
He plans to, oh, get this. He plans to stand on his own 2 feet for the first time in years.
Wow.
So that he can walk down the aisle and get
oh,
married.
He's gonna walk too?
I have to be there for this wedding.
I Someone hope this needs is on
that
YouTube.
Is some YouTube
and
material.
Instead of people throwing rice, they're throwing like fried chicken and shit.
No, burritos.
Burritos.
That's
this whole burritos and tacos.
Oh man. The 42-year-old, see, how can you be 500 pounds and live that? That blows me away.
It's happened before.
Well, that's, or a half ton.
A
that's 1,000 pounds.
Is that literal?
Yes, 1,000
He's probably
pounds
close.
Is oh my
I bet he weighs at least 900
I
pounds.
Bet he weighs 1,109
this
pounds.
This is an instance where fuck would
Point
be appropriate.
Like, holy fuck.
You are fucking fat.
That is fat as fuck.
You are
you
one
are
fat fuck.
A big. That's what I was going to say. Thank you. The 42-year-old was once the world's heaviest man and can do little more than sit up in bed and probably stink a bunch.
How does someone like that even masturbate with all that fat?
No,
I mean,
dude, your penis you went bye-bye after about 700 pounds.
But it's, you know what? I think this has already been on TV, though. Like, haven't you seen this before?
Well, yeah,
it was
no
on there with this Mexican guy, and he had this Mexican woman taking care of him and
really
whatnot.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago, actually, and this guy was pretty fucking big.
Would you say he was the fattest guy in the world?
The fattest motherfucker in the world.
The fattest Mexican in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Was he Mexican?
The fattest
yeah
beaner in the world.
Manuel.
He was a gordo.
Gordito.
Oh, gordito, mucho gordito.
And I don't understand this. If you're Mexican, how can you get that fat? I mean, it's not like you're rolling in the dough. Like, how can you afford to feed yourself to that extent? Like, I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Tacos are not that fattening.
No.
I don't
actually,
I don't think they're that great.
They are.
Like, how do you...
Must be eating burritos.
Do you just hate yourself that much that you would just... You just stop caring, or is this something
or he
like,
just likes food
Mom,
that much?
When I grow up, I want to be the world's fattest Mexican.
I think he's just
and
one
she's
of those.
Like, with hard work and dedication and a lot of burritos, yeah, you can do anything.
I think he's one of those people where he loves eating so much that he doesn't care about being fat. Well, he just wants to
he's
eat.
He's probably one of those people that go, it's glandular.
I'm just big bones.
Well, you know, when you get that big, you probably need to eat a whole lot more to support that size body, all the, you know.
Extra weight.
Just for him to sit up probably fucking burns like
I bet
5,000 calories.
I bet his number two is supersized.
I bet.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Toilets buckle under the weight.
Toilets fucking get the fuck out of there yeah under the weight. He doesn't even use a toilet anymore. His body just absorbs the poop and produces methane gas.
He's so fat that when he goes to sit down on the toilet actually moves.
He's so fat that when he sits around the house, he sits around the house.
Man, he's so fat. He's fat, man. He's just fat.
Well, hey, did you ever, speaking of fat man, did you ever watch the fat man videos that Tim was...
I never did.
Endorsing on YouTube.
Uh-uh.
There's this guy called Fat Man, and his thing is like, hiya, folks, Fat Man here. And like, he's always talking about his supreme fatness. And but like, he makes these videos of him just eating disgusting shit, like a whole extra large pizza with everything on it, or like a whole bag of chips with all this other shit. Just like a whole 5 boxes of Twinkies, like, and he videos himself eating it, a whole gallon thing of ice cream, and he just, oh, I don't know.
Fuck,
just like something I
want to
see.
Yeah, and then he'll like stand up, kind of,
no,
and like he'll get his fat going, and he'll just start shaking, and like you'll see the camera kind of vibrating and shit.
He's just making his fat flaps move.
Yeah,
all
and it came out that like he's on all this medication and he has a shrink and he's like totally bipolar and shit. So like every other day he's like, "Oh, I'm retiring from YouTube. I'm gonna get healthy." And then the next day he's like, "Watch me eat a full family KFC extra fried dinner." Like wow. He can't stay away from it. It's just ridiculous.
He's addicted. That's his drug.
Addicted to food. But I don't... Food, always, to me, I understand eating a good meal is good and stuff, and you conversate, you take girls out before you have sex with them, stuff like that. But basically, all you're eating for is to fuel your body so you can do what you need to do.
Yeah,
you know?
I really don't enjoy eating that
yeah,
much.
Exactly.
I just kind of eat because I need to.
If I didn't have to, I totally wouldn't.
Me neither.
Or
well,
like in South Park,
in order
if
to
I could
function
just...
properly.
I know, but if it didn't require food to function, I would just not eat it.
Right,
if
like if
choice.
I could just shove food up my butt and
oh,
poop
God.
Out my mouth, yeah. Fuck, man. I'd get that shit to go, always. Hot
oh,
pockets
God.
And tornadoes.
A hot pocket enema.
Hot pockets.
I just spicy. Wanna, I just want to be on IV.
Yeah,
just live
right.
On an
intravenous nutrients.
Yeah.
I just want enough of my body to be like robot to where, for one, when the robots take over, I can blend in.
Right.
Because that'll happen. And then for two, so then I just don't have to eat. Yeah. I would
You'll
just have to plug myself in every
right.
night.
You'll just be like
the
Borg.
Power doesn't go out. Yeah, totally. Like
pretty
the
much.
Borg.
Yeah.
Oh, so, fat fuck, getting married to some dumb bitch. But as the video shows, oh God, there's a video. He has already shed nearly 40 stone and now looks set to scoop another world record. Here, here. The greatest loser. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that was a world record. The greatest loser. We should nominate Nick Starr for that.
Okay.
All right. Nick Starr. No. The greatest loser of weight as he tones up for his wedding to hairdresser. Oh, Claudia Soils. Soils.
Herself?
Yeah. Quote, "We are in love, and this year my birthday wish is to be able to find his penis." And,
wow. Is that really what it says?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
"My birthday wish is to be able to stand when we get married." And wow. Yes, that is what it really says.
I think the other one was better.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was more entertaining.
He has not been able to leave his bed for 6 years.
How
now,
boring would that be?
How did they meet? Like, she's a hairdresser. He's a big fat ass.
I guess she came to cut his hair.
Well,
really?
I think she was there for quite a while before they actually decided to get married.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about in the first place. If he hasn't left his house for 6 years, how the fuck did they meet? Like, I don't get that.
MySpace?
Maybe Pinterest.
Yeah. Oh, nice, dude. You hit that one right on the head.
He probably has a laptop that's sitting on that fucking fat body.
MySpace?
God, yeah, totally.
Something.
So you
Match.
Know this is real love, and it's going to work out.
Yeah.
For better, for worse, for fat, or for really fat, you are together forever. And you know what? They will be together forever, because the first time they fuck and he ends up on top, she's done.
Right?
That's
she's
her
just going to be suction cupped into one of those fucking
exactly.
flaps.
Exactly. Your forever is done.
She's going to die in there.
His most recent attempt to escape the house. I like how he calls it escape.
Yeah.
To escape my fatness. How about liposuction and, I don't know, what a lot of nip and tuck.
I guess.
That, oh, could
get
you
your
imagine,
stomach stapled.
Like, you're a plastic surgeon, and that's what you do, and one day, like, this big semi comes by, and a crane following it, and you're like, "What's going on, guys?" And they're like, "Oh, we got a surprise for you.
Happy birthday!"
Like, how, I couldn't imagine, like, doing that operation on 1,500 pounds of human.
That would take a lot of doctors
I would
do
just
that.
Accidentally slip and, like, cut his throat or something. And then I would take the gravy that poured out and make food. And right. We would all eat. No?
God,
you could probably find some leftover chicken and beans and God
oh,
knows what
God.
Else in the stomach.
Everything yeah. that has
not,
not digested
even digested
yet.
Yet.
Are those beans or cysts? I can't tell. God, that's
fucking sick.
That's
is that
disgusting.
Cancer or dumpling?
Oh, man.
Either way, it looks delicious.
I'll tell you what, it's not a tumor.
Not a tumor.
Oh.
Yeah, so his most recent attempt to escape the house to attend Miss Soil's 38th birthday party in March fell through the floor when a flatbed tow truck brought to transport his reinforced bed got caught beneath an underpass. How, oh man, if I was a millionaire or a billionaire, $1 million to have been able to see this happen.
Fuck like, it, if I was a millionaire, I'd spend all my money to see that.
Yeah, I would be
That's
there
worth
with you.
It.
But I mean, I'm just picturing like him. Just like Jabba the Hutt sitting on the back of this flatbed trailer.
I bet,
like,
yeah.
Facing in back, right? And then it goes through and it's just stuck. And he's like, what happened? I'm hungry.
He like, is the human, you know, reincarnation of Jabba the Hutt,
so
I think.
What they had to do was get a bunch of chicken grease and lube up the truck. And then fucking get another truck to like pop it through, I guess. I wish I would have been there.
Yes.
I wish I would have been there. Mr. Yurib Fat Fuck met Miss Soul Oil 4 years ago, and they have been together for two. He said, quote, we are a couple. Actually, we're a triple, but we have sex, and in... Oh, God. Really? Really? How do you have... That's what I want to know.
She must be a really nice lady.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I guess.
She... Oh, God. A really great cook, right? We have sex, and in the eyes of God, we are already completely disgusting. Miss Soil said, quote, I bathe him every day, and we get along very well.
With, like, a sponge?
Okay, I could not imagine bathing somebody that big. Well, like, you wouldn't even know where he starts and where he finishes.
Imagine the shit that gets stuck in between those fat flaps.
Oh, God. Like, just not even, like, the outside stuff. Just the stuff from being that fat that your skin just naturally produces.
Right.
Like, oh, my God.
Probably gross.
So, if when we were together back in the day living in that house, if I was, like, 500, 600, 700 pounds, what would you have done? Like, if I just let myself go, instead of doing drugs back then, if
you know,
I was eating food, would you have bathed me and had sex with me and cooked me more food? And
if you lost touch with yourself and you let your shit go that bad, I don't think so.
You'd have been, see you
I'm
later,
sorry,
fat
but
fuck.
I would still have a hard time having anybody wipe my own ass, let alone wipe somebody else's for them.
Really?
Or bathe them.
It's not a very motherly
and
thing to say.
Unfortunately, I've already had to do something like that because
you've never had to wipe my
no,
ass.
No, not you.
Oh, okay.
In care, like the home.
Say, I told you not
the
to
old
bring
people,
that up.
Like old people, they have a tendency. See, like, if they're really sick and they're
to poop themselves.
No, they have a hard time taking care of themselves and they need that extra help.
Yeah.
So there are those people that actually get paid to go and take them showers, cook them their food, clean out their buckets of shit.
They need that extra help yeah. only a 45 Magnum can provide.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what I always say. Let's see. Miss, so she says, I bathe them every day. We get along well. Quote, at times, yes, people say things like, that's a huge bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, fatty McFat Fat, you want some food, you fat fuck? They say things that it's a fake relationship, but what we have is real. Real fat. she's sorry. She said...
I'm not even going to give a response to that.
Not even a hear-hear?
Not even.
Wow, no rebuttal.
That's cold, man. That is cold stuff.
I don't know.
She said her family initially opposed the match made in heaven with him because her first husband, who was also obese, died of respiratory failure.
Aww.
So she's a fatty chaser. What's that called?
Chubby chaser.
Chubby chaser.
Yeah,
fat
chubby
farmer.
Chaser.
I actually know someone who is a chubby chaser.
Ben?
No.
Our period, he is a chubby chaser.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not who I was talking
about.
I mean,
didn't you hear him talking about Encyclopedia Britannica?
Yeah.
Okay. So who?
My friend Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he your asshole friend
Chris?
We talked about
no.
Monday? No, let's not do that.
I'll tell you after the show.
Thank you. Jesus fucking Christ, guys.
Wow.
All right. and we'll be burning copies of this episode to give to everyone who was mentioned that we talked shit about.
Hey,
right.
I didn't say a last name.
I know.
I have lots
gonna.
Of
no,
no. I have lots of friends named Chris.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them.
Wow.
Here.
What?
Okay. Yeah. So She is a chubby chaser. His weight problem spiraled out of control after he moved to the U.S. for a few years. No kidding. I bet this guy was like 150 pounds, fit as a fiddle. He moved to America, got surrounded by other fat people, and he's like, hey, that looks really comfortable. I think I'm going to try that. And then he just took it too far. He was a real go-getter. When he starts something, he sees it all the way through to the end.
Overachiever.
He sees it through to the respiratory heart failure. Oh, man. Let's see. He moved to the U.S. for a few years in 88 and indulged in a nonstop diet of junk food.
Oh, that's
say some
people diet.
Get a drug addiction. Other people can't stop feeding their fat fucking faces. A botched liposuction procedure damaged his lymph nodes and left him with giant tumors on both legs weighing 15 stone. Can you please, since you're on the internet, Google the conversion between a pound and a stone?
Check.
Like, how many pounds is a stone? So, you
believe
know,
a stone
like,
is like a 100 pounds.
I don't think so, bud. So, tumors... I mean, okay, the fat guy stinks. That's gross. And then the tumors, like having to drain them and all that fatty pussy. God. How many people just threw up in their mouths a little bit? Show of hands. 2, 3, 4, full house?
Hey. Nice. Hey. Stone is 8 pounds.
What? Is it really?
A stone is 14 pounds, approximately.
So Bob Barker says I'm still in the running.
So 15 stones, so that's what? One stone is 14 pounds?
Correct.
That's like 28-pound tumors? And he weighed...
Sounded like you were going to throw up while you said that.
Just about... He weighed 40 stone. So what's 40 times what? 14?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's a huge
bitch.
Let me
get my calculator out real quick.
He has been losing weight by draining his tumors and eating small portions of food 5 times a day and exercising his arms from bed. What? Like this? Into the plate, into the mouth, into the plate, into the mouth. All right, and 1, 2. That people like that should just fucking die. He said, and I quote, it is all because of the junk food. It's all because you don't know when to stop feeding your fat fucking face, you worthless fat fuck. Oh, I wish I lived there so I could go in there and just poke him with a stick. Man. Be like, oh, what are you going to do, chase me? Oh, that's right, you can't leave your bed, you fat-ass piece of shit. And then I poke him with a stick some more. Yes, Sean.
Are you going to turn into one of those serial killers that targets fat people?
No, I'm going to turn into one of those cult leaders that feed their followers LSD and then tell them to kill people. Any other questions?
Any better?
No right. Comment.
You can be the first lady and my right-hand man and my dick and balls.
All I right. Do the fucking.
Holy shit. All right, Braden, next story, please.
Okay.
Actually, do you want to read yours since you just have one?
Yeah. She hasn't read one yet.
You really want me to read it?
Well, do you not want to?
Absolutely.
I'll read it.
I got to hear this shit.
Okay, go ahead. And when before you say the headline, you have to say this one is called in case you didn't notice. Okay.
Okay.
Take it away, Holly.
The topic is China's penis restaurant.
Sorry, can you read it in Spanish?
No. It's in English. Okay. There are several varieties of steamed, roasted, and boiled penis at Beijing's quirkiest diner. This is by Stephen Gates. Okay.
So, it's in China, right?
In China, yes.
So, they must be feeding you lots of penis, because, as you know, in China, one penis is not very big.
Just
so,
small.
I wouldn't get filled up on one Asian penis, would you, Sean?
No, so small.
So small. Has one Asian penis ever satisfied you, Sean?
Not to my recollection.
Me neither, Sean. Me neither. You big American penis, so humongous. Oh, little Asian penis, so small. It's so small.
Okay. It says...
Didn't you guys ever see that South Park episode?
Yes. Chimpokemon.
Yeah, Chimpokemon.
Oh, I must collect all the Chimpokemon so I can beat the Chimpokemon master and defeat the evil power.
Wow. That was great.
Holy shit.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here next Friday.
Was fucking hilarious, dude. Thank you.
Oh, God.
And that's why we have you on once a week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Penis, go.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm visiting the Gu Li Zhang restaurant.
I believe it's pronounced Wu Li Zhang. Ding da.
Ho Ang Ding Zhang. Ding ding ding.
Sorry, everybody. Everybody, let Holly read it. All right, go.
Okay, go. So, hey, is this putting anyone else in the mood for Asian penis? Anyone?
No,
anyone?
Not me.
Wow. I can't recall a time I was ever in the mood for Asian penis.
Really?
Really?
Not even that one time?
Not even.
All right.
Sorry.
Guess it's just me. That's awkward.
I just don't swing that way.
Yeah. It doesn't swing very far because it's so small.
It's very true.
You probably wouldn't even notice it, honestly. No. I mean, I didn't.
Yeah.
And there was like three of them on me.
Wow.
Granted, they were she-boys.
Are they running a train
on you or
something?
So that doesn't make me gay, right? They had pussies. They just happened to have little penises.
I don't know.
You definitely have issues.
You better ask Lance and Dee. They would know.
These are my shoes. These are your shoes. I have it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
A specialist penis and testicle emporium that caters mainly to wealthy businessmen and Communist Party officials, who, truth be told, are often one and the same.
Who often love penis.
It offers every conceivable John Thomas you could ever want, which probably isn't very
many. Hold on, every conceivable Tom, Dick, and Harry? Tom, Dick, and Wang? Do you think they Wang Chung tonight?
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
We're going to Wang Chung all night. Go ahead, sorry.
Nonetheless, the menu is both extensive and impressive. The place looks like
much
a smart...
like their penis. Sorry. No? Come on. Comedy! I'm sorry. Continue.
The place looks like a smart Kaiseki Ryori. A formal Japanese huet cuisine.
Huet?
Complete with underfloor stream, separate secluding dining rooms, and hushed, discreet staff. I have come determined to avoid euphemisms. We're making a current affairs program for the BBC, but I'll admit the temptation is strong.
So if a lady goes there and has a meal, is that considered cheating then?
Well,
like if they're all like girls' night out,
I don't think so because it isn't attached to anyone. It's just a penis by itself, and it's not like they're inserting it or sucking it off.
Well, and that was my next question. In the hush hush room, is that where you can go to fuck the penis and then eat it? So like you get filled up both ways,
right,
so to speak. Granted, not very much because it's so small.
I don't know, man. Every time I eat Asian, I'm hungry like 2 hours later.
Is that because it's so small?
Yes. Yes.
Is that why you get hungry after like an hour when you eat Chinese?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that the MSG, the motto?
Yeah, and the lack of fiber in their fast cooking rice, and it's American
and
the fact
that you're eating dog, and dog's just generally not a very filling meat.
No,
product.
Cat. I think last time I got sweet and sour chicken at that Chinese place that one day, it was cat.
Yeah, that was
like good. I don't know. The first layer of it tasted fine, tasted like chicken, and then it started tasting like something I haven't really had. So I was like, it's probably cat.
Well,
and then it tasted like turkey.
The fact, as soon as you like touched it with a fork, it started purring. I was like, whoa,
well,
that's cat, dude. All right,
don't eat at those Chinese restaurants. They fail their health inspection almost every time.
Do they even
your
get,
idea, Matt?
Do they even get health inspected anymore?
They're both about to get shut down, really.
Really? Even Charlie Wong's? Because I
love
Charlie
Wong's.
No, Charlie
Wong's is better than Chinatown or the
King's
Buffet.
I almost wish I hated Charlie Wong's just so I could say that's the Wong place to eat.
Yeah.
But it's it's Wong.
It's not the bomb, it's the Wong.
Nice. Respect the Wong.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Back to you, Holly.
Okay. It continues with, I ask a chef to show us the preparation of a penis first so that I can get a feel for the process.
You have to unzip the pants.
You got to get a feel for the penis? Is that what she's saying?
You got to put your hand at the base of it and move in an up-down motion.
Generally.
Yeah, generally.
Okay,
go ahead.
He enters holding aloft an eye-wateringly large yak's knob. It's about 45 centimeters long, but thin.
I like how they call
so
it a knob.
That's so thick. That's
so,
a huge
no,
cock.
So thin.
Oh.
so thin.
It's really long and thin.
It's really long, but it's so thin.
Poor yaks.
It's been boiled.
Like a foot long hot dog.
Have you ever seen a yak? That's why they look all depressed. Think like Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. They kind of, well, that's more of an elephant, I guess. Never mind. I've never seen one either. I always see the sign when I'm delivering up in Libby, though, that says yak with an arrow pointing this way.
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
Yeah, and then a sign that says you probably shouldn't go here. There's like a circle with a cross in it where it says yak.
It's like a lot of separatists live up there, and they tend to shoot people that come on their proper tie.
Yeah, they tend to command their authority respected.
With guns. With moonshine.
Yeah. Flammable moonshine that also doubles as a Molotov cocktail. Quite tasty.
Okay, it's been boiled gently.
Doesn't she sound so annoyed like when we interrupt her? That's what we have to do, though. If we all just sat here and read stories without adding our commentary to it, we'd be just like every other news show.
I think she just hates you.
That could be it. Ever since,
to be honest.
Ever since I asked her if I seriously could write the jamhole.com on my front window in her period blood.
Yeah. That might have a little bit
to do. The only reason she's still here right now is because I picked her up, so she's kind of...
Right, she doesn't want to walk.
Isn't there some health concerns with that, Matt?
No, she's clean.
Well, I mean, having blood on your...
once it dries, it's like paint, dude. Haven't you ever done that?
What do lesbians do when they're on the rag? What?
Finger paint?
That's right.
They have this cup? I don't know.
I don't know. Holly, what do lesbians do when they're on the rag?
They fucking fight.
I'd be able to answer that if I was a lesbian. But unfortunately,
you know lesbians. You know lesbians, though. That's why I did.
Not
did that
come
across like I meant you were one?
Yeah, kind of. Yes.
No, I'm sorry. No, not at all. You're bisexual, but you know lesbians. Have you ever?
No.
Okay. Sorry. So, is that it for that story?
I know, I haven't even gotten at least to a quarter of
it. Well, right, but is that all of the interesting? So, there's a Chinese restaurant that serves dick.
Oh, good. there's more interesting parts that we're missing out on here.
Fucking A, read on. We got 72 hours left. Go.
All right. Let's see. Now, if I can find where I was. It's been boiled gently.
Pulled a mat.
Yeah, that's called pulling a mat. And I haven't pulled a mat in quite a while.
Okay, yeah, I believe you pulled a mat just the other night.
I give up.
Fuck you guys, that's it for that story.
Hey,
I give up.
Hey.
Yes?
Didn't you pull a mat the other night when that cat was trying to get on your dick?
Oh, well, I didn't lose my place. I picked up right where I left off.
But you were pulling a mat.
Oh, shit, son. That's good.
See?
I'm going to pull a mat tonight in your room while you're asleep.
Don't think so.
No? Okay.
No, not happening.
Please, continue. Sorry. Here, take this. I just need there to be sound. I hate it when there's just nothing. Okay, I would just sit here and go la 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 just so there was some sound, you know?
Right, because that is so much better.
Right, well, because you guys look at me like, what do we do?
we're waiting for you to get done talking.
I'm sorry. I thought this was a talk show. My bad, guys. I'll shut the fuck up now. I'll be in my bedroom pulling a mat. Okay, I'm done. You go ahead. I have something I need to start over here.
Okay, so it's been boiled gently and peeled, except for a hunk of foreskin still clinging onto the end. He cuts the thing in half lengthways with a pair of scissors. As he chops through the very tip of this impressive member...
Just the tip?
I feel an undeniable empathy twitch in my own penis and a bizarre feeling of nausea in my groin.
Yeah, I felt that too.
Hey, the next...
Just hearing it.
The next video cast we do, it should be cooking with Matt, and we'll teach people how to prepare penis properly.
And you'll show them by pulling a mat?
Well, I'll pull a mat first.
Okay.
Just to get you in the mood, and then I'll pull a Braden, and then I'll cut it off, and then we'll be ready to go.
I don't think that would get me in the mood.
Okay.
Pretty sure it would.
No.
You're in the mood right now.
I am definitely not.
I am.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're probably in the mood the second you saw me.
Kind of.
Wow. You guys
the
are
second
so gay
you're like,
for each
hey,
other.
Matt, is it cool if I bring my computer over and stay the night? I was like, fucking cha-ching.
Wow.
He's like, yes, drink this.
Yeah, yeah, here, I made it just for you. No, I'm good. I already had some.
Here, take two of these pills.
Yeah, no, it's cool. There's four more in the drink. I mean, drink up. Sorry, okay. Back to cooking penis. Preparing penis perfectly.
He says, I can't help yelping in sympathy. He then uses a knife to make hundreds of little snips along the side of the penis and chops the strips into 5-centimeter pieces. When these are dropped into boiling stock, they curl up into little flower shapes.
Hey, that's a coincidence, because... Never mind.
Just say it.
Well, no, I was just going to mention that when... like when you get in a hot tub or something... I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but when I get into a hot tub, and, you know, my little penis curls up.
They float a little bit.
Right? The balls come to the surface, and the penis goes under the balls. Like, damn, it's hot in here.
Your dick is, like, pointing up at the sky. It's, like, floating. Like, straight up.
My dick's like a fat chick. It just floats in the water.
I thought fat chicks sink.
No, fat floats, doesn't it?
Really?
Pretty sure.
I believe so, yes. Fat people float easier.
Well, okay, so with that line of thinking, if fat people float, why don't just all fat people live in the water? It'd be easier for them to get around, right?
Well, they probably wouldn't be fat if they were swimming all the time.
And I mean, fuck, right there, all you could eat, seafood buffet.
Right.
Better than Long John Silver's. Sorry. Yeah,
we have skippers here.
Go ahead and read.
Okay, I asked the chef if he thinks it's strange to deal exclusively in genitalia, but he shrugs and doesn't know what to say.
He's like,
just
nah,
happy
I deal in dick
job.
All the time.
Are you saying I don't know dick?
Wow.
We're sorry, Holly.
It's okay.
Hey,
I'm
that's what we do.
Just waiting for my cue here. Okay, so let's just say that there's a bunch of talking about penis in here. End it right there.
Have we exhausted the penis puns?
Oh, I got one.
It would actually be more interesting if you heard the rest of it, but being that you guys are having more of a ball talking about it, it's all good.
We're just,
it's making the
question.
Show more interesting.
Yes,
we still have 72 hours.
I have a question. Is this restaurant owned by Mr. Wang?
Or Mr. Wong.
No, it's not. It's actually owned
now,
by a female.
Now, I believe this is definitely the Wong place to eat.
Yeah.
The Wong.
Wong
come,
place,
come
Wong
eat at
time.
Wang's. Wang's is the Wong place for Wang. Wow.
Do you think, like, that's how they procure the penis that they cook? Like, all the guys that go in there, they just, like, they're like, gotcha, bitch.
Well,
there's
think...
a glory hole in the bathroom, and, like, a guy's like, I wonder what this... Oh. Oh, fuck! Blood just spurting out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, continue. Or did you... Are you done? Are we done with the Chinese penis?
No more dicking around.
Well, apparently not.
He apparently ate some. His comment on it is
wait,
the first time.
He ate some dick?
Apparently he ate some penis, and it had 3 different sauces to dip it into.
Semen, hold on, I can do this. Vaginal discharge, and shmegma.
Butt juice.
Shmegma. Dick cheese.
Oh.
From under cheese.
Shmegma.
Yeah. There you go.
I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Okay, so I'm taking it that, let's see. Okay, let's
hey,
just say
you can
the
take
sauces,
it any way you want.
The sauces are a lemon and soy, a chili and soy, and a sesame seed paste. It's
delicious.
Good.
Could
and
you?
The penile nature of the meat lends an undeniable frisson of excitement to the meal.
Could you imagine putting chili powder or like a hot sauce on your
on
dick?
Penis?
So it's a hot, salty dick.
Wow.
Oh, dude, Nikki. Oh, God, it gets worse. She seems pleased and pours me some deer penis juice. Oh, shit. Would you ever drink deer penis juice?
Do you think Alexis K. Tyler eats there? And if she did, would she have the dick and nuts? No, that's a distorted view thing. No. Alexis K. Tyler, who the fuck are you chatting with?
If you would shut the fuck up, no one would even know.
I can hear you typing. Who is that now, motherfucker?
It's no one.
Read me the last message you sent to her.
No.
Read it.
I'm not.
Oh, lordy.
Oh, shit. I'm talking the Keith and the girl chat.
Yeah, right.
Promise. I'm getting flamed. Don't worry.
I wouldn't expect anything less from those
not at all
people.
With the name the jam hole.
You know what, though? When I go on that boat and like I just pull out a fully automatic AK and just start laying waste to motherfuckers, they'll know why.
So Sean, what are you doing this August?
Yeah. Wanna go on a cruise?
Sure.
Okay, so is that it for that story?
I would probably say
I think
so.
You're cutting this dick story a little short, man.
Wow.
They're already pretty short.
Yeah. So small. Okay, so small. You read... Your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn again.
All right. You
ready?
I am. This one is called Woman Wipes Self with Church Flyer.
Woman wipes self?
Yes, she wiped herself.
What part of herself?
Maybe I should read the story.
Hey, I'm just getting them warmed up what you might be expecting.
See, Matt, you need to do an interview is what you need to do.
Do you think I would suck this bad at doing interviews? Like, well, I would ask him a question and be like, you know, I did that once, and I, you know, like, just totally interrupting.
Right, and then, but the thing is, you'd say something to them to the point where they would have nothing to say to that, so just be silent.
Like, all right, so is that it for that story?
Okay.
Next one.
After nearly being struck by a gray PT Cruiser Friday evening in the parking lot of the Target in Mary Esther, a 24-year-old woman walking with her two children approached the driver to tell her they were okay, according to Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office.
What? So this bitch in a PT Cruiser mows over two kids and then...
And another bitch.
And another bitch. The bitch that got hit gets up and is like, oh, it's okay, they all right.
Yeah, well, speaking of bitches, the driver got out and called the mother a bitch. The mother responded by telling the driver that she attended Faith Independent Baptist Church and handed her a church flyer.
Oh, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What? Oh, out of all the times to, like, preach...
Like, that's a good time,
maybe
right?
Tend to the kid that just got ran over?
What?
I don't know. What were you just doing?
Nothing.
Wow, dude. Do you believe... This guy, do you
Fuck
believe
off.
Him?
This is a good show.
You're a rude motherfucker.
You're the one that keeps fucking getting up.
Sorry.
Okay, anyway.
That's my job.
All right.
This show should be called Matt's Jam Hole.
Right.
With Matt's a fucking asshole.
With
Matt's fucking asshole is what it's called.
My fucking asshole and all the shit that spews forth from it. Yeah. But hey, if it wasn't for my fucking asshole, this shit right here wouldn't be happening and I'd actually have a living room.
It's true, which would be empty.
Yeah, actually, if this shit wasn't happening right now, I probably would have killed myself like 3 weeks ago. Maybe a month ago. Maybe 2 months ago.
Maybe 3 months ago, right before we started doing this.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say with these types of things.
Yeah.
I have like 20 suicide notes, depending on like how I'm feeling.
Really? You should read some of those.
I read them every morning. It's like my motivational.
Do you have
time.
Like a suicide note drawer, like a sock drawer, but it's suicide notes?
Okay,
instead.
Well, back
right
to the story.
Right next to the dildo drawer for when you come over.
Really?
No, go ahead. All right. Sorry.
The driver told the mother to get
away. I
won't
interrupt you anymore.
Really? Hey, it's Matt's asshole, not
mine.
You
love it when I do that.
All right. The driver told the mother to get away and then proceeded to pull down her pants and wipe her female anatomy with the flyer. That's how they said it.
She took it from ass to cunt and back again. Oh, man. That's awesome. But
ass to cunt. That's backwards, isn't it?
Ass to cunt and then back to the ass again. Like, whoopsh,
you don't want to get no shit in your cunt, though.
Right. You think she got a gnarly ass paper cut? Like, those flyers are sharp as fuck, dude.
I don't know.
I wouldn't want that thing anywhere near my scrote.
That does happen,
though. Fuck yeah.
Paper cuts?
From toilet paper? Hey, we can't. What'd you say? I'm sorry. I didn't have my headphones on.
I was relaxing.
Oh. So, what were you saying? You did that once and it
No,
bled.
But wouldn't you imagine that a paper cut in that general area would hurt? It's just like a paper cut to your balls or something.
Well, yeah, I do imagine that would
That's
kind
of what we're thinking.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why did she... I don't know. I would have, like...
Stupidity? Maybe
I would have punched
no
the bitch
paper?
In the face and then pissed on her and then, like, dabbled up the piss with the flyer.
That's just...
And then shove the flyer up her ass and cut.
Yeah, I think why she did that was just to show her how little she cared that she was wipe herself with it.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's weird to me.
Yeah. The mother turned away and tried to cover her children's eyes, at which point the woman got back in her cruiser and started to drive
she
away.
She does get points for one, for doing it in front of this bitch's kids, and yeah. for two, for driving a PT cruiser.
A PT loser?
Yeah, it takes... Wow. Although, did you just make that up, or do you have friends that have PT losers?
That's what I've always called them.
Really?
Yeah, whenever I see one, I just think of a PT loser just because they're dumb looking.
Like, fuck, I am clever. I should start a podcast.
Right, yeah.
Do you ever think that, like, when we break up, that you'll start off and, like, you'll go on and start your own show, and then I'll have my own show, and then we'll just totally be at war forever?
I don't think we'll ever be able to stop doing the show, though.
Did you... I don't think we'll ever break up, Matt.
Yeah, we're never going to break up.
We're going to be friends forever.
It just feels right? so right.
I know.
And when it feels so right, how can it be wrong?
You wouldn't be able to do a show without me.
It would be a lot of me talking to myself and then me interrupting myself. And
yeah.
then me
you'd
getting,
be like, wait, Matt, hold on.
And then
okay.
me getting in fights with myself and then, yeah. Little poetry reading.
You having yeah. gay sex with yourself?
Possibly. I don't know.
We should do that. I want to
have gay sex. Holy shit.
We should.
And thanks for listening. Bye.
There's I want
your
you,
quote.
No.
There's your quote, buddy.
I want you to do an episode just by yourself, and I want to watch it.
Really?
Yeah, I just want to see if you can do it.
I would probably like look at you and be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking to myself.
Wow, I don't know. Tim does it, but I think Tim has multiple personality disorder.
That's probably
what
you
gotta
do.
He's got that chick in there, and then he's got, like, he's ridiculous.
All right, well, basically, she wrote down her license plate number, and it wasn't a number that matched in the system.
Because it was a fake license plate number, because the car was stolen.
Probably.
Yeah, nice. That makes me feel good, though, that at least one person wasn't, like... Because that's hard to do. If you were in that situation, you wouldn't just be like, whatever. You would actually pull down your pants and wipe your ass.
It's like, you want me to go to your church, huh? This is what I think of your church.
Fine. That's what we should have been doing when we were going to churches.
We're just pulling down our pants and wiping our ass.
Do you know how
ass
much
ass
money
it?
We would have saved in toilet paper? Yeah. This much. This I much. Think, though, because she was female, it's easier for girls to just drop their drawers like that. Because, like, guys, when they do it, they're like, oh, I'm going to get judged on my penis. But girls don't have a penis, hopefully.
Well, I'm sure vagina size comes into mind.
I don't think so. It's not like, oh, the bigger the pussy, the better the juice.
No, it's the opposite. Guys want to have
the
a big dick.
Pussy,
girls want to have a little pussy.
Really?
The bigger the bear.
But if a girl's pussy is too small, then all she does is, like, cries and goes, ow, ow, ow.
Well, then stretch her out.
That's why girls with small pussies date guys with small dicks.
Why do you think Asian women have such small pussies?
That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And, you know.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Wow.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So is that it for that story?
That is.
Okay,
sure.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, cramp.
Okay. Oh, wow. Can you read with that cramp?
I almost fell out of the truck today because of that.
I saw that.
Would you care to tell them about that?
What's there to tell? You got a cramp and you almost fell out of the truck and you screamed like a little girl.
And the lady in the car next to us was like, what the
fuck? Yeah. Like, ow, ow, oh my
it
god,
hurt
ow,
so
it hurts.
Bad, dude. It was like the full-on in-the-calf cramp. Like, I jumped in the truck and then just immediately was like, oh, fuck.
You're spilling your drink everywhere. You're
yeah,
like, take this.
Hold this. Oh, fuck, it hurts. Here, rub it out.
Sounds like you're talking about something else.
I don't think I so much as fell out of the truck. I think you pushed me, actually.
I didn't.
Now that I think about it.
I didn't touch you.
I don't like you.
Whatever.
All right, this one is called Egypt Bans 92-Year-Old's Marriage. Oh, God.
This is a fucking treasure piece.
Holy shit, I totally forgot about this. When I was delivering to one of the places up by the hospital, there was this fucking Escalade parked there with two old people in it, like really, really old. And the guy was in the driver's seat.
Like, past the legal limit?
Yeah, like, past the living limit. Like, oh, okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, how are you alive?
But, like, the guy was, like, falling asleep, like, totally nodding out, but he was, like, asleep because I was sitting there watching this. Mm-hmm. And the lady was, like, sitting in there, and, like, it was warm out, so you could tell she was starting to get hot and shit. And she's, like, trying to nudge her husband to, like, roll down the window or, you know, turn the AC on, and he's totally just, like... sleeping and shit. And I was like, are you really going to drive now, you know, as soon as he wakes up and shit? Like, right. They can't
just
stay.
Fall asleep.
Yeah. It just seemed really dangerous. And finally she, like, her, you know, keep in mind she's really old and a Sclade is pretty big, right?
Right.
So she, like, takes your seatbelt off all slow. This takes, like, 10 minutes to happen, this whole fucking thing. Like, real slow, and reaches over and then, like, grabs the key and tries to turn it, but she's all old, so she's having a hard time turning it and shit. And, like, right when she did
that. Because you gotta be strong to turn a key.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And, like, they probably just leave the fucking thing running the whole time, like, always. But then, like, he wakes up while she's doing that, and it totally looked like if I was in that situation, I would have just grabbed her head. And, you know, she was, like, right there. And then he, like, turned the thing on, and they left.
Hey.
I really wanted to follow them to see, like, if they would fall asleep and die.
Yeah, that was kind of a dumb story.
Really? Well, that's why I didn't write it down.
That was pretty stupid. I don't know why you told us that.
I don't know. It made me mad because I hate old people. So, right. Okay.
Well, please
so
read
now,
that story, which is good.
About old people. Okay. The Egyptian authorities have banned a 92-year-old man from marrying a 17-year-old. Oh, wow. Did you print this out?
Yep.
For me?
It's for you.
No, I didn't really print it out for you. I just knew that you would read it.
The Egyptian Al Akhbar newspaper has reported. The Ministry of Justice invoked a law which says the age gap between spouses should not exceed 25 years. Now, my question is, why the fuck does this 17-year-old want to hook up with the 92-year-old, other than maybe he's like a rich prince, like Aladdin or Alibaba or whatever? Anyone? Anyone? No? Could you see yourself doing that?
Well, I don't...
For money.
She can't be in love with them because...
For money. If there was this Egyptian prince that liked 18-year-old boys that do podcasts and was like, hey, baby.
Don't think
happening? So.
No? No.
Really? Not even just really. To see what a blowjob would be like without teeth?
Really.
Really?
God. Yes.
I think you're lying.
I am not. That's just because you would... Do it
not
in a heartbeat.
At all. I would. I just.
Oh, I know you would.
You come off as that kind of person. I don't know.
All right.
$50 million or $50 billion or something.
I'd take one for the team for $50 billion.
It's a tough one.
You'd
like,
take
well,
one for the team for five. Taking one for the team.
For the sake of the experience.
For
yes.
His own team.
Just
because
you
no.
want it.
There would have to be a monetary transaction, at least 7 figures. For a mil, I would maybe do it. For a mil, maybe. So if you guys know any gay millionaires that like 27-year-old
that are hopefully gonna die soon. See, that's what would do it for me. It would depend on how long I had to be with them.
Really? Now he's being honest.
Like, if I only had to...
He's
finally,
like, oh, God, dude.
If I only had to do it for, like, a week, I would do it for, like, $50 million
What
or
if,
something.
Though, for during that week, he ate, like, a whole box of Viagra and just fucked your poor little 18-year-old ass, like, five
that.
Times a day?
No.
7 days a week? 35 times?
No.
Could you handle a dick in your ass 35 times?
No.
I'd have to be the one giving it. That would be. I could deal with that,
I'd
I
be
guess.
The pitcher on this baseball team.
Why do you always start the fucking gayest conversations?
And we would name the team the Yankees.
That's
gay. Fuck. Oh, sorry. Okay.
I noticed that whenever a gay conversation kind of comes upon us on the show, it's from this guy over here.
This guy right here. And the weird thing is, never had gay sex. Never.
That's kind of weird.
That's
that
knows
weird
about.
Yes.
Does the topic of gay sex make you uncomfortable?
Gay no, sex. It's just
awkward.
It's
awkward silence. It was an effort to prevent wealthy men from the Gulf states seeking young poor brides from the Egyptian countryside. That oh, wow. That's like importing Russian brides. I mean, that's what you're doing pretty much. You're just paying them money for, I don't know, to clean you and stuff. No. Are you guys done with this show?
Yeah, I'm pretty much falling asleep.
Oh, God. Okay. An Egyptian justice official said by refusing to endorse their marriage, it would now be impossible for the girl to travel abroad with her husband. However, in special cases, the Justice Ministry does allow foreign men to marry Egyptian women more than 25 years. Their junior, if they deposit a very large sum of money in the name of their wife at the Egyptian National Bank. Oh, Yeah, that's about it, really. 173 such marriages were allowed. This is like a popular thing, really? It seems like. Yeah. Is the Keith and the Girl 72-hour podcast more interesting than what we're doing right here? I'm sorry to ask for your, God damn it, your attention.
You're spilling that.
I'm fine.
I'm getting, yeah, I'm just tired of this story.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So
honestly,
all you have to do when you get sick of the story is say, is that it for that story?
You know, actually, you haven't really read it that much. That's, I guess, I'm just thing. Tired of hearing you talk.
Okay, so do you have another story? Or are you done?
I sure don't.
All right. Well, that's it for this show then, yeah.
However, right. I will say this.
Say this.
Gay sex causes cancer and death.
And AIDS. That's a fact.
No. AIDS. That's interracial sex causes AIDS.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I'm glad we just may have saved the life of some poor young black kid.
Yeah.
See, we like black
or
people.
Some naive white boy in the ghetto who's right. Like, huh.
Who's just turned 18 a few months ago.
He's
and
like,
does a podcast.
Shaniqua.
His name is Braden.
Yeah, because I live in the ghetto.
Well, kind of.
No.
You do live in a trailer, though.
But how
so
is
that's
that kind of
like the ghetto.
It's not at all.
No?
No, that's a no. Shanty. Man. Oh. A shanty.
Sorry, it looked like a trailer. Maybe it was the trailer hitch on the front of it kind of threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, as per usual, if anyone's still listening, you can click on the show notes at... why don't you do this? I'm
Christ, you're going to write notes about this?
Wow. Okay. Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, mystery.com/jamhole podcast, both with the podcast alley, and we'll talk to you later.
I'm gonna go get some more.